City Work, June 13th, 1911. Typed. As I consider the conditions in the cities that are so manifestly under the commercialism of Lucifer, I ask myself the question, what will the end of these things be? Since the earthquake and fire destroyed so much of San Francisco, the wickedness in many cities has been increasing. Crime and iniquity are at work on every hand. New species of idolatry are continually being introduced into society. In every nation, the minds of men are turning to the invention of some new thing. Rashness of deed and confusion of mind are everywhere increasing. Surely the cities of the earth are become like Sodom and Gomorrah. As a people, we need to hasten the work to be done in the cities, which has been hindered for lack of workers and means and a spirit of consecration. The people of God need at this time to turn their hearts fully to Him, for the end of all things is at hand. They need to humble their minds and to be attentive to the will of the Lord, working with earnest desire to do the work which God has shown must be done to warn the cities of their impending doom. Of great importance to the church is the history of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah was not called from a high station in life or from a city of renown to take his place in the work of God. He was born among the mountains of Gilead, on the other side of the Jordan, and came from among a nation that was idolatrous and overspread with idolatry and the abominations of the Amorites. Elijah entered upon his work with the word of faith and power upon his lips. Here surely was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Ever since the death of Solomon, the evil of idolatry had been coming in among the Israelites, and now the tide of corruption threatened to overflow the land like a flood. It seemed that no barrier could prevail against its ruinous influence or prevent the torrent of idolatry and general corruption from sweeping everything before it. The labors of the prophet were not easy. His whole life was devoted to the work of reform. His was the vocation of a voice crying in the wilderness to rebuke sin and press back the tide of moral evil. He presented his message as a converting power to all who would receive it. And while he came to the people as a reprover of sin, his message offered the balm of Gilead for the sin-sick souls of all who would be healed.